Yeah. Did you copy Dr. Wall, WB4KKB?
No, I didn't copy.
degrees and have a good evening. WB6MIB portable and out 3 clear now, W4HG. Husky Bravo 40 Yankee Kilo 1 Victoria, you are coming in a 5 and 8 down here in Guyana. Very powerful signal. Good to talk to you tonight. We'll be looking to catch your card in the mail. We will respond. WB7OOX, Whiskey Bravo 7, Oscar Oscar X-ray, come.
Whiskey Baker 6, MID, Whiskey Bravo 7, Oscar Oscar X-ray, Phoenix, Arizona. The handle here is Joe Sarah, and do you copy?
Roger, Joe. Wow, you are just banging in here tonight at about 20 over 9 in Guyana. Handle is Sarah, as you know, and the QTH is PO Box 893, Georgetown, Guyana. Gulf United Yankee, America, November, America. I think I've got the handle right. It's Joe, is it not?
That's a roger, Sarah. That's a roger. And thought we'd give you a little news about the West Coast and Arizona. We've been having a lot of rain out here in the desert and a lot of flooding. A lot of flooding, of course, over on the West Coast, the Pacific Coast. And even here in the desert in Phoenix and Tucson and the Arizona desert, quite a bit of floods. And just recently been named a disaster area. Quite a few people have been flooded out of their homes. And that's the sort of thing you'll probably read next month in your newspaper. Over.
Roger, Joe. That's a roger. Well, that sounds very, very bad. I hope that there hasn't been too much loss of life. I haven't been able to copy too much about, you know, that aspect of it. We did know that there was a lot of property damage. We haven't heard about loss of life, and we do hope that it hasn't been too extensive or too serious. This is WB6MIB portable 803. Turning it back to WB7LOS, clear and final. It's 300 watts. I don't know if the contest is over or not. This is WB6MIB portable 803 with WD5CIE turning it back to you, playing final. From New York City, but the operator, Al, is from Northern California, around the Bay Area. I'm not quite sure exactly where. This is WB6MID portable 803, WG6ETX. You are coming in tonight at 5 and 9 in Guyana. Very good signal tonight from Danville, and nice talking to you, Ted. Turn it back to you now for any final question or comment. WB6MID portable 803 with WG6ETX. Well, not every night about this time. We're usually on most of the night. We like to give hams in the United States a chance to pick up an 803 contact because we are kind of rare. And we do it kind of as a gesture of gratitude on our part for all the help that amateur radio has given to us. We think it's just a small way we can repay folks for the help they've been to us down here in the middle of the jungle. And our QSO info is P.O. Box 893, Georgetown, Guyana. And if you drop the card in the mail, we will respond. We like to wait till we receive the card, Ted, because if we're operating a non-profit clinic, we need to, of course, watch our budget. But we do respond to every card we receive, although it does take maybe a month round trip or 6 weeks for the cards to come down and go back. But you will get a card if you send us one. So, this is WB6MID portable 803 with WD6ETS. And thanks, by the way, for your offer of phone patch. We'll keep you in mind. Our headquarters in the capital, that IRCs are not worth very much. They're worth about 10 cents down here, so I would assume that those would not cover the postage. I think it's supposed to be 42 cents a piece, but actually they're only redeemable for about 10 cents down here. So, I don't know, anything. If you, any green stamps, whatever else, but that's not necessary. We always, with QSO, whether or not that is provided, because we just like to do it, and we think it's our duty to do it, as a matter of fact. WB6MID portable 803, pleasant 73 to your chat at WD6ETX. We hope we'll see you again sometime on the band. So, project. Handle here is Sarah, TTH, PO Box 893, Georgetown, Guyana. And we'll stand by for anyone who would like to make an 803 contact tonight.
With your poor uncle, Victor Sugar. What are the questions?
Heard in Nevada, Papa Tango Delta in Nevada, come back.
Yes, this is Whiskey Baker 7. Papa Tango Delta, Port Tarragami, Minnesota, Nevada, just outside of Las Vegas, here in Concord.
That's very important.
four tire dummy in southern Nevada.
Roger, Roger, George. That's interesting. Contacted a ham radio operator, I think it was in New York, who ran three blocks or something and got an eye surgeon who helped our doctor here with consultations for that surgery, and it turned out very successful. So we're very grateful to Amateur Radio, Elmer, and it's been indispensable to us and life-saving on many occasions. Guyana is a lovely country. It was formerly British Guiana, although originally it was settled by the Dutch, and it's been independent for about 14 years. It's a cooperative republic, not aligned and very friendly to the United States. A very nice country with a wide variety of people from every racial and ethnic background living here. The East Indian, Black, Chinese, Portuguese, Amerindian, and then those of us who are from North America. It's a nice country and very pretty place to live. Tropical, but not humid and not too hot. There's always a trade wind that blows that keeps the temperature down and moderated. And then the wildlife is just out of this world. So that's a little bit of what we're doing, Elmer, a little bit about Guyana. WB6MIV, Portobello 3 with K8PJU 47.
WB6MIV, I believe that's 803. I may sound stupid, but I'm not a DX or DX town, and I don't know where you're located, if this is in South Africa or not. But I wonder if you are with any religious organization, and you might give me a little bit, I don't necessarily mean a rundown, but give me a little more on the geographical location. Go ahead.
Guyana is very similar to Ghana in name. No, we are located in South America. Guyana is a country located between Venezuela and Suriname. It was formerly British Guiana. It's part of the, if you look on a map of South America, you'll see Venezuela, then Guyana, then Suriname, and then French Guiana. And that's where we're located, right between Venezuela and Suriname. We are affiliated with the Christian churches, which is a denomination about 1.4 million nationwide in the United States. However, we have people from every religious background on the project, reflecting again the multi-ethnic and multi-religious composition of Guyana itself, where there are people from Muslim and Hindu, Christian, and even Amerindian, their own religion, they have that background as well. So it's people from every walk of life and every background on the project, although we are affiliated with the Christian Church of Elma. This is WB6MID Port Blair 3, turning it back to K8PJU Port 7.
Okay, WB6MID Port 803, this is K8PJU Port 7. Okay, thanks a lot for the information. We have a portable station here. It's in a travel trailer. We're sitting stationary for the winter. But we expect to be on the move very soon. So I do work around this frequency once in a while. If we can be of any help on a direct contact, a direct location contact, why keep in touch with us, write that on your files. And we sure would be trying to be of help to you. We're portable, we can go any place in the United States. So we'll say 7 to trees and take care, and you might give me your handle and I'll write it in the log here. I don't think I got it. So WB6MID, this is K8PJU 47.
Roger, now my handle here is Sierra Alpha Romeo Alpha Hotel. QTH is P.O. Box 893, Georgetown, Guyana, Gulf United Yankee, America, November, America. 73 is Elmer, take care, and we'll see you again sometime, I'm sure. WB6MID, Port Royal 3, clear now, K8PJU, Port 7, and standing by for anyone else who'd like to make an 803 contact.
Longitude east 12.782. Wondering what happened to the three orbits. Well, of course, it was not in mode J, it was mode A.